Going into business for yourself is an exciting time, there is no doubt about it. We often head into this journey with the drive and motivation to create a life on our terms that provides flexibility, gives us time back in our lives, and hopefully makes us some money along the way. But on the way to carving out a business to hopefully create the personal life we so crave, one thing is often overlooked until it's too late, and that is, what impact does becoming a sole trader or starting a business have on your borrowing power, like getting a home loan or refinancing the one that you have? It's a question I often get asked by business owners. So let's chat about what the impact may be, how to be prepared, and other things you may need to know. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. I'm just going to jump straight in with this one because I was having a conversation with a client of mine just the other day about this exact thing. And I realized, in spite of the hundreds of times that I'd spoken of this before to business owners, just how critical this conversation continues to be. And it's right up there as far as priorities go with knowing your numbers when it comes to running a business of your own. Here is the short of it. Did you know that you will need, on average, about 2 years of trading income in your business to qualify for most home loans? Did you know that your income as a sole trader is assessed differently when you approach a bank or a lending institution about a home loan, or any loan for that fact? Whilst your income as a sole trader is essentially assessed in the eyes of the tax department to be the net of your small business income, that is, of course, the income from carrying on your business minus any deductions, and it is treated in the same manner as earning a wage under a typical employee-employer relationship, unfortunately, when it comes to using this information to gain access to borrowings for things like home loans and refinancing, the rules vary. I'm going to start with the most important component of this discussion that tends to get most sole traders stuck. And that is that you'll need to provide at least 2 years trading income, or rather financial results, to support your income claims when applying for a home loan or even a refinancing of a current home loan. 2 years. So why does that get most sole traders stuck? Because 2 years is a long time to consider and plan for. And therefore, you need to factor this into the timing of when you would like to apply for a home loan or even to refinance the current one you have. You need to be thinking about this 2 years prior to you making this decision. And this may not just be about applying for the home loan. You may be considering including refinancing the current one you have, and you've got to provide the same information. And let's be honest, with the way interest rates are moving right now, it's not unlikely for most of us to want to assess our current agreements right now and look for better alternatives. If this is where you find yourself, you need to review the 2 year period prior to this very moment and ask yourself whether you have the minimum of 2 years of trading income to support this decision to move forward. And be prepared to be able to provide all the relevant supporting information that just may be required for you to do so. Whilst I'm on supporting information, another fundamental feature of this style of assessment of income is that the bank or lending institution is likely to take an average of reported income over those 2 years of income to determine your actual ability to repay the loan. For example, say in year one, you reported a profit, which is the net income for which you will claim as your taxable income for tax purposes. And say you reported roughly about $1,000 a month. It's not unreasonable for the first year of business to be reporting it at about $1,000 a month. Then in year two, things improve. Then your average reported income is about $6,000 per month. Pretty impressive, I say, and would certainly seem to service a home loan. But what happens though, is the bank or lending institution is likely to assess your income as the average of the two figures over a two-year period. Therefore, assessing your income to be $3,500 per month. Not $6,000, not $1,000, but $3,500 per month. This is even if the last 12 months you netted on average $6,000 a month. It's such a significant difference when you're thinking about assessing someone for serviceability of a loan. Because you need to remember what the banks are thinking about is that just because the recent income is $6,000, it's not always going to reflect the ever-changing elements of a business. Hence why understanding the two-year minimum requirement by most banks or lending institutions is important to start with. Then there are other considerations to the assessment of income as such during this process that you need to take on board. Some banks or lending institutions will only allow you to elect one style of taxable income to report as income. So what do I mean by this? If you are currently employed, whether it be still working full or part-time for someone else, whilst running your business as either a side hustle or part-time, some banks or financial institutions may require you to elect which income type, so whether that's your employment PAYG type or your business income type, that you would like to be assessed on. Some actually won't allow you to recognize both and consolidate it for it to look more favorable. Why? Because if you think about how they are assessing you for serviceability of the loan itself, in this scenario, if you were to change either situation, it could impact greatly, and not necessarily in a good way, on the serviceability assessment. It sucks, right? It's crazy. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I also don't make the rules. I could talk all day about how unjust this scenario can be on sole traders. Because in reality, shouldn't we be celebrated for the hard work and determination required to not only work two jobs, but juggle more responsibilities, be able to find different types of ways to earn income, and different tasks that provide financial support wherever we can? It angers me more every time I think about it. So I'm going to simply leave this point here because unfortunately, some will make the assessment this way. I don't agree with it. I don't make the rules, but sometimes it is the rule. What I do want to add when thinking about the two-year requirements imposed by most banks or lenders is that this doesn't necessarily apply to all. It will pay to shop around, know what's available, and who's offering what under what circumstances. There are banks or lending institutions that do look favorably upon business owners who may be running their businesses for less than the two-year minimum, but are running a business in the same line of work for which they have had worked for a substantial period prior to starting their business and can support these claims as such. For example, prior to me starting my business 12 years ago, I had worked in the corporate finance arena for over 15 years and would certainly be able to support these claims in a situation like this if necessary. And of course, it's only to some lenders and banks. Unfortunately, not all will even consider this. And again, I know that's crazy, but it is what it is. In some instances, if you are working the majority of time in your business as a contractor or subcontractor to another business, banks or lending institutions may assess you on the basis of being kind of like an employee in this arrangement and therefore it's likely to make it easier and more likely for you to qualify for a loan itself, especially if you have a contract in place that can be provided as documented supportive evidence to substantiate this. I guess some would argue why any of this matters if there is a steady stream of income coming into the business, regardless of the business structure. It's because typically sole traders present a higher risk on paper than those under an employment contract. Now, I've often argued that employment style relationships still have an out clause and can be just as volatile. But unfortunately, this whole process is a box ticking type of application process, and there is no backup plan, even if this point could be argued successfully. Sorry, I get so emotional when it comes to topics like this because I see everyday people trying to better their financial situation through starting businesses and working fucking hard. And yet, even though small business accounts for the majority of business structures in our country, it can just be so hard for them to get ahead. But I do understand within reason that banks are businesses too and do need to protect themselves against default. I can respect that. All I'm suggesting is that as the mix changes, that perhaps someone just needs to challenge every now and then how the assessment process works and whether it's still valid. Anyway, I digress. Another consideration that I implore you to think about is when you're minimizing your tax. No one likes to pay tax. I get it. But the process of minimizing your tax could impact greatly on the amount of assessable income that you report to the tax office, and therefore will impact on the income that you'll be able to report for assessment when it comes to applying for a home loan or getting additional borrowings or refinancing your current home loan. The lower your assessable income, therefore the lower the tax, the lower your borrowing potential when it comes to being a self-employed home loan applicant in the eyes of the bank or a lending institution. So be sure to put this on your radar when planning your two-year strategy prior to applying for a home loan or a refinancing of a loan or a top-up of a loan. With those considerations now under your belt and hopefully in your plan, it's important to understand just what you may need to prepare further by way of documents and support when it comes time to apply for that loan as a self-employed applicant. Whilst many lenders have different requirements, the majority are going to require, at a minimum, those 2 years of financial results from your business through your profit and loss statement, as previously discussed. They are likely to ask for supporting income returns, your personal income returns, for those 2 years also, along with any BAS statements if they're relevant to your business, and of course, bank statements to support all these claims. You may even possibly be asked to provide details of your ABN and the registration of your ABN to ensure that you've been in business for at least 2 years, especially if you're a new business owner, along with any usual details on things like personal loans, credit cards, other assets, and investments, of course. So the main objective isn't to shy away or feel as though you can't qualify. This discussion is to prepare and plan and, of course, give you the tools to shop around and know what you need long before or at least 2 years out from when you want to start applying for home loans, etc., because you have options. And the more you can do early on to ensure that your financials and supporting documentation is up to date, that it's reported in favor of your desired long-term outcomes and supports those needs, the more likely this process is to run smoothly for you and to prepare you enough for any and all borrowing power you need well into your future. Now is the time, my friend. Regardless of what you decide to do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.